This is CliffCentral.com. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fantastic, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, can't complain. All good.
Great. Let's get into some Bitcoin and cryptocurrency news, because I want to pick your brain on emotional biases this week. So firstly, when it comes to investing, can you explain or define what emotional biases are in this context?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, everyone has biases, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we make judgments about people, opportunities, political parties, and of course, the markets. And when we analyze our world with our own biases, we put our observations through a number of these filters, which have largely come about through our personal experiences. So emotional biases essentially arise from impulse or intuition. And this is when our own experiences essentially collide with a prediction about the future. And they result in a sort of personal and perhaps irrational decision-making process. So it's all about how we feel and how we react. And it's impulsive. And because of that, they're really hard to control and mitigate.
Okay. And so given all of that, it is something to be aware of before and once you're navigating the world of cryptocurrencies, right? Your emotional biases.
Oh, yeah, no, certainly. I mean, the top two most common emotional biases are overconfidence bias and loss aversion bias. And these are probably best explained with some examples. So, I mean, I think we all know that guy at the braai or the dinner table that's talking about some new cryptocurrency or investment opportunity and how this is going to be the next best thing since sliced bread. And to their core, they believe that they have an edge over everyone else. Mm. And essentially, this is overconfidence bias. A person with this bias believes that their skill or their knowledge as an investor is better than what it actually is. And then there's loss aversion bias. And this is essentially where you have a cryptocurrency, or it could just really be any investment, that is down so much that you can't stomach the thought of selling it. And back in reality, though, if you sold it, the money that is left could be reinvested into higher quality investment. But true. Because you don't want to admit the loss has gone from a computer screen to real money, you hold on in the hopes that one day you'll be back to even. So you're avoiding or averting the loss, and that's loss aversion bias.
So if I'm in a situation right now where I want to be aware of these emotional biases, how do I prevent investing based on my emotions?
For most people, it's pretty much impossible. I mean, investing is quite an emotional journey. I know very successful guys, they're mentors of mine, have been professional traders and investors for over 30 years, and they tell me that their emotions get in the way of what they do on a daily basis. But what they tell me separates them from amateur investors is that they know exactly which emotional biases they're feeling, and they know how to react to them with certain strategies. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's a two-step process. Investors first need to mitigate their biases by understanding and identifying them. And then once they've done this, they should create some kind of investing rule or strategy to, you know, say immediately sell or wait a day, or, you know, talk to a friend and kind of implement these strategies during emotional times.
Okay. And I hope at this point, it's just not all doom and gloom. Could like Revix help us overcome our emotional biases?
Yeah, so we try to take a lot of the guesswork out of crypto investing, and instead of being overconfident or bullish on a single cryptocurrency, we offer a diversified basket, or as we call it, a bundle of cryptocurrencies, okay, which turns your focus away from individual cryptos and the overconfidence and fanboy nature that comes with gambling on single names to kind of focusing on the overall crypto market's growth, right? Then the second way we address these biases is by automatically selling the worst performing cryptocurrencies on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. We do this when we rebalance our bundles, which means that you're only ever holding the largest crypto names in the market. And this prevents loss aversion bias. So if an investment goes down, say 20, 40 or 60%, it's out of your portfolio before it ever gets to that point in time. And for this month, and this is a shameless plug here, we can essentially remove all the biases from the crypto investing process. This month, we're offering a risk-free investment month, okay, which means that you can invest with us for 30 days anytime this month. For a 5,000 Rand deposit, you essentially can have your investment risk-free. That means that you keep all the upside if your investment returns a positive amount, and if it goes down, we'll cover any shortfall.
So this is any of your crypto bundles in the month of July, and Revix will be able to guarantee your investment for a whole month.
That is true. And you'll just need to deposit 5,000 Rand. And when you sign up, just enter the code risk-free. That's risk-free.
Okay. And that is how we'll guarantee our investment. Where do we go to sign up? Where can we get more information?
Sure, just head over to www.revix.com. That's R-E-V-I-X.com. When you're signing up, it's a 2-minute sign-up process, and just enter risk-free and you'll be on your way to a risk-free month, emotions excluded.
Yeah. Terms and conditions apply and emotions excluded. That's the way it is.
Sean, amen.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Fantastic. Hope you have a great week.
This is CliffCentral.com.